Okay, Kathy Cade.
I'd like to dedicate my story to Howard Zinn, my teacher, our teacher, who recently passed. This is a story about the first demonstration I was ever in, a major turning point in my life. But a little background first. I grew up in the 1950s in a middle-class, all-white family in the suburbs of Chicago. I got to go to integrated schools, but my neighborhood was, in fact, segregated. In 1957, my father got transferred to Memphis, Tennessee, and I found myself attending Central High School of Memphis at the very time that Central High School of Little Rock was being desegregated. Most whites in Memphis were very scared of the big changes that they felt were coming. Many students at my school would chant, 2, 4, 6, 8, we don't have to integrate. I graduated and went on to Carleton College in Minnesota, and after a year I learned that there was going to be a new exchange program with Spelman College, a black women's college in Atlanta. And I was thinking of that I wanted to apply to go, and the reason I wanted to go was I thought that maybe I could have some friendships across race that I had been denied so far. Finally, I decided one evening, laying on a beach in Southern California, looking up at the stars, I said, I'm going to apply. And it was the first major decision I ever made in my life, and I made it without any consultation with my parents. As a parent now, I have a little different take on it. But I was accepted to go to the program at Spelman. In the spring of 62, I was one of 7 exchange students there. I'd been there 3 days. I hardly knew where my classes were. I didn't know where the bathrooms were. And there was going to be a demonstration, and of course I was going to go. We marched from the Atlanta University Center, the different colleges, downtown to the Georgia State Legislature. There were about 50 to 100 black students and, you know, a few white students and some teachers. I was scared. I was especially scared when white people along the sidewalks started yelling, "Nigger lover!" In part because I knew the depth of the rage that went with that. But the pride of the black students and the confidence of my teacher, Howard Zinn, really helped me relax a little bit. It was at that moment that I realized that the change in my life was that I was going from being a person who didn't want to be prejudiced, who tried not to be prejudiced, to somebody who was taking a public stand. And it felt very empowering and wonderful. We picketed back and forth in front of the legislature. The big issue then was integrating Grady Hospital, which was the public hospital. And I want to say this wasn't just about integrating. It was about increasing the services to people in the black community. At some point, Howard Zinn and some of the white students started talking about going into the legislature and sitting in the black section. And I decided to join them because, hey, this is another way to take a stand. So we ended up in the balcony, which is the famous balcony that's been referred to, and we could look down to the floor of the legislature, and we saw this very angry man in authority pick up a telephone. And we assumed that he was calling the state troopers to have us arrested. We very quickly conferred and decided not to stay. We had made no preparation. We had no permission to be, you know, from other people in the movement to be doing this. Not that there always was preparation. And we left. And we're walking down the hall, and I look up and I see six huge troopers marching shoulder to shoulder down the hall, coming toward us. And I, like, time stood still, and I went like this. And then they walked right by us. They couldn't even see us. And I remember thinking, what does it mean that we are this threatening enemy and they can't even see us? And then I wondered, are they human? The irony struck me since I'd heard so many white people talk about the inhumanity of Negroes. So that was the end. We left the building and that was the end of that demonstration. I spent the rest of the semester taking classes at Spelman and Morehouse. I got to write in Howard Zinn's Chinese Revolutionary History class, I got to write a paper in 1962 on Chinese women fighting for women's rights. A few times I went into the black neighborhood and went door to door encouraging people to register to vote, but mostly I hung out in the nearby SNCC office and listen to stories of Ruby Dora Smith Robinson, Frank Smith, and Frank Holloway talk about their lives as they had been growing up and the last year when they had gone to on the freedom rides to Jackson, Mississippi. The next year I went back to Carleton and we did a lot of movement support work, raised money, Then, in the years that followed, I worked in Albany, Georgia, New Orleans, Mississippi. In the late 60s, I was part of the early women's liberation movement, the lesbian feminist movement in the 70s. And I became a photographer, both inspired and taught by the photographers of the Southern Freedom Movement. I want to tell you that at this very moment, in on the third floor, there is an exhibit of photographs of lesbians of color by Len Keller, and there are a few pictures of mine there. I hope you get to see it. It's one of the few occasions I get to celebrate both my civil rights background and my lesbian background in the same building. So this demonstration was the time, and being at Spelman was when I got to learn the power to show up, take a stand, and listen to other people's experiences. Thank you.